difference in singing the same. Not different whipping and whooping. I like singing. If you have a Bible this evening, you turn with us to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. I've changed messages about 12 times since I've been here. I'm going to preach when I come here with. We just sit and run around and cry and squall. It'll be all right. You see, our problem is we've got way too educated. I'm not against education. I've got a little. By the time I'm done, you may wonder. But I'd rather go to church and leave and know I've been to church. There's a lot of folk wasting gas money to go to church. When you go to his house, he's supposed to be home. I'm glad he's here tonight. Brother Phil, I'm glad I'm one of his children. Don't really amaze me that he saved you. But it does amaze me that he has saved me. Matter of fact, there's an old boy over in Luke chapter 17. He is amazed with himself. He turned back. He had something to say. The Bible said he fell at his feet. Jesus said, "Where are the nine?" And tonight I want to mind the Lord. You'll give me just a few minutes this evening. I'm not a preacher so full of pride to tell you I'm fixing to change the text. Luke 17. I like to go where the wind's blowing. You ever tried to start out across the water in a rowboat or a sailboat? I'd much rather go in the sailboat if the wind's blowing. I don't like rowing the boat business. But I do love it when we can pick our sails up and the wind feels it. Matter of fact, if there's anything missing in our Baptist churches tonight, it's the wind blowing. Because when the wind's blowing, the Savior gets big. It ain't about me and you tonight. It's all about Him. The Savior gets big and the saints get blessed. I love to get blessed. I love to get old-timey, snot-slanging blessed. It do some of you good to not have to get your suit clean for you left here. Savior gets big. Saints get blessed. Sights get bizarre. I'd love to see some of you have a Holy Ghost fit and embarrass yourself. There's a lot of boys preaching these positive messages about propping up the flesh and this positive personality. But honey, let me tell you, anything the Holy Ghost has ever been about, He's always killed the flesh. Sights get bizarre. I'd love to see some of you have a Holy Ghost shouting feel. You ever been to church and left out Brother Allen and get home and say, "What did I do tonight?" you won't come to the house of God, give it a holy grudge. And they preach that. They shout it and sing, and they shout a little on the preaching. Service gets broken. Was you ever a kid raised in old dad church like I was? Taught you just to be baptized. That's the only thing you know how to say. But I'm glad I got a better story to tell than that tonight. Just hold on when I'm going somewhere. I'm glad in 1981 the Lord of glory come down to where I live. And showed me that my water baptism wasn't going to get me to where I needed to get to. Matter of fact, good old Church of Christ preachers used to tell me, be baptized and live good. And when you die, if your good outweighs your bad, you wait to see if you get there. Glory to God. I'm glad I got something a lot better than that to tell you about tonight. I'm glad the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ washes us from all of our sins. Church I was raised in, the most bizarre thing I ever seen was a song leader run a dairy farm. Been up all morning, and the preacher was long-winded, sort of like me. He went to nod, and I looked at him as a little old kid, and most of the time, you know, folks go to sleep, they go to the side, but he fell forward that morning. Brother Melvin, when he hit the floor, the only amen I ever heard in the church, he said, amen. Service gets free. Sinners get born. Wouldn't it be a blessing of God to sweep our country with old time Holy Ghost revival? Wouldn't it be a blessing if your grandbabies got saved by the grace of God? Wouldn't it be a blessing if God would hit our country the way He did in days gone by? I mean, let me tell you, He's still God tonight. He was yesterday. He ain't went no place. We moved. See, we went from Philadelphia to Laodicea. We have need of nothing. We thank. The bills are paid and the churches are air conditioned and the pews are padded, but we got no Holy Ghost. God, how we need the wind blowing. God, if we can just get the wind to blow again, sinners get born. Isn't it amazing how He said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe? And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm glad one day faith come by my house, hit me up and showed me the Savior. And I called out to Him as a little old sinner boy, and God saved me by His amazing grace. And He changed my life. Tonight in Luke chapter number 17 is an amazing story. Matter of fact, I'm carried away about this Jesus that we serve and preach about tonight. Can I say, is anybody amazed with this Jesus? The Bible said in Luke 17, verse number 11, and it came to pass, as the sister sang tonight, honey, storms may come and wind may blow, but thank God, some things come to pass. He went. This is what amazes me. And He passed through the midst of Samaria. Hang on, Lord. supposed to go that way. Those are Gentile dogs. They're not in our little religious band. Aren't you glad that we can read about a Jesus, honey, that ain't nobody got it on a chain or in a box? Hey, he's God tonight, friend, and he does what pleases him. He went through Samaria. Tell you why he went through Samaria, because me and you can look back and he can save an old boy in Samaria. Gentile dog that's out of the family of God, out of the bloodline, out of the race. It gives me hope that he can save an old boy like me. The Bible said as he is going to Jerusalem, all of a sudden he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered in a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. And they stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master. Things fixing to pick up now. Have mercy. Oh, Jesus, would you just have mercy on us? Like what the lady said, fella went and was a photographer and he taking some pictures of the wedding. Mama the bride seen her pictures and she got a little upset. Kind of grabbed a hold of the photographer and said, sir, this picture don't do me justice. He said, ma'am, you don't need justice, you need mercy. Can I tell you tonight, honey, we don't need justice. We'd be in hell. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Come, God. We see that they cried and said, Master, have mercy on her. Oh, I wish America could get into that cry tonight. If we've ever needed mercy, it is tonight. We throw him out of the White House and out of the schoolhouse and even out of the mainstream church house. It's not bothering me what's going on in the world tonight. What's bothering me is what's going on in the church house. Shenanigans. Swallowing goldfish. My God, it's amazing what people are following this country. I'm glad I've got a God of mercy. The Bible said, and when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, oh, I love him. I love the pastor this morning. He'll get where you've been sitting there Sunday. No, thank you. He don't realize you own that pew.
Yes, sir.
I love it when visitors come into church and you girls got all them pocketbooks the same to be placed. That old boy just got saved, got them barbed wire tattoos on his bicep. Come right down and sit right down on top of your Bible. And he don't care if it's your duty belt or coach, honey. He just glad he got saved. One of them. I will tell you tonight, thank God I'm one of them. see that one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice, watch out now, he glorified God. He wouldn't shout about he was a Baptist. That old boy is just glad that he got in. Is anybody just glad you got in? Say, thank God I am a Baptist, I am, but Jesus got me for the Baptist got me. Glorified God. Did you notice he had a loud voice? I'm sorry this loud preaching tears your nerves up. It don't bother you, youngins. I mean, they just sat there smiling and waiting. Drawn up like I'm gonna come out of your chair tonight. And then the story gets better. He fell down on his face. When he fell down on his face, he got at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Now, I realize some of you may have never done much wrong. But I've done enough to put us all in hell. And I will remind you, there's none good. No, not one's what the book says. Getting us to the Lord Jesus. By grace through faith. shows us what we ain't got. Shut me down, man. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world. blessing you. I like to go to church with saved people, don't you? And I know there's white churches and black churches and red cars and black cars. And I know God's not a cookie cutter God. But I love people. There's an old boy come to church one time and said, "I don't like y'all's church." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, y'all too much. You want to hug and cry on everybody." Said, "I don't like shaking hands." Said, "I bet it's 50 people that come to me and shook my hand." Said, "Glad you're here this morning." I said, "We're glad you're here this morning." Brother Melvin Meeton broke out. And I love what he's saying. There's no boy that didn't like hugging. He done grabbed a big old boy like you, got him a handful. He's just a bear hugging him, just a squat. As people quit blessing you. You know, we can't go through this thing by ourselves. The Bible teaches us a man that has friends must show himself friendly. You wonder why you ain't got friends? Then you tell it on yourself. Some of you are going to have to pay pallbearers to coach you to the grave. Your mother grub self. Don't take much to smile. Some of you right now need to smile. As people quit blessing, you know, we forget about how good God's been to us, good people in our life. I met my wife in Panama City, Florida, 1979, a little lost Church of Christ boy. God, by his providential hand, run his hand in my heart. Put me down in Bowden, Georgia, and put me in one of the best families in the state. Put me over there in a little wild country Baptist church, and I didn't like him. It was foreign to me, but it got me growing on me. My daddy-in-law, he's sitting in a recliner tonight. I give him a bath and a pan this evening. What do you say, son? I love you. He put me a power pole out in the yard, put me a single wide trailer there one time, cut the lights on, let me marry his daughter. Ain't no time to run out on him now. There. chose tonight, y'all will stay singing. Our church faced three or four of us. We'll get up and start off Sunday school singing. I can't hear a tune in nothing. But they love their preacher enough to let me stand up there with them. And it's such a joy to look out across there and see what God's done for me through the say, well, I don't need nobody but myself. What you going to do when yourself runs out? Matter of fact, the man's known most by his character. How he treats people that he don't need. While I was running this Pepsi plant over next door and had that big high-profile job, preaching this land up down the hall. A rich man will never know who his friend is. When you get broke. And you become the preacher in town that stands against everything. Then you'll know who your friends are. Some of you youngins, they misusing you what they get out of you. And when they're done with you, they're going to take you like an old dirty dish towel and throw you to the side. But Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than them. Nobody like this Jesus. I wonder how many numbers I've got programmed in that. That I take for granted. There's a little boy walked out on the church steps yesterday, and you know what he said? Brother Ken, you my hero. No, that may not do much to you. But it makes me want to go back there and preach to you on Sunday. People quit blessing you. So, preacher, my wife, we should change her. Why are you trying to do something God ain't interested in? Ma'am, you say that husband of mine. What you gonna do without him? Having trouble tonight, what you said on the bridge, my wife couldn't stay in that sort of franny. She laid low and she said, honey, you got it yet? I said, thanks. She reached over and kissed me and said, I will pray for you tonight. Don't we take each other for granted? Good old young one who's sitting around with tonight. You may think you got it. People quit pressing. So there's capabilities of ingratitude. There's 10 of these boys. But only one of them. Has praying quit blessing you? Those who remember God in their distresses often forget Him in their deliverances. As you praise, quit blessing. Now, we love to get blessed. I don't know anybody in here don't like to get blessed. Tell you when we're blessed, friend, when the Holy God of heaven comes by and we can throw our little hands to it and say thank you for what you've done. So I all have to say this tonight. There's a complaint of ingratitude. Jesus had something to say. This boy didn't wait on nobody else to shout. I love Peter. I love him. I live his back. He's my hero. Not bragging about the ignorance. He's my hero. Matter of fact, Storm got up one night. Are you waiting on somebody else to get your church started? Or are you waiting somebody else to lead your family to God? Matter of fact, we better realize what Jesus done here. Brother Mel, that interest. He said, "Boy, you're doing fine. It's that other crowd I have a problem with. Will you say thank you tonight?" Yes, sir. Yeah. I will ask you this of this one tonight. People quit blessing. That's your preacher. You don't bless your phone. In my church, 16 years. Brother Doug, it's harder to preach and pastor tonight than it was my first year. They've heard about everything I've got to say. They still come by and say, "Preach it." Ain't nobody like I preach it. Sir. Sir. Your family quit blessing. You come tonight, whatever you need. Maybe you just want to say, "Lord, thank you for what you've done for me." Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. It'd be a great night to call upon our Savior. He turns away from